please welcome, he's quite aggy, it's Justin Panks and the Pranks and Firth Show.
I'm not, you're aggy, you cunt. Oh, God. I didn't tell you off.
You got so angry with me for saying that I don't live in London.
I know. I need to stay in London. And the flat I normally stay in is unavailable. So why don't you live in London? Where am I going to stay?
I'll get you. I'll find you somewhere.
Oh, fuck
off. I know someone who lives in London.
I'm just hanging around with you and your big head crew, your giant hats. I roll with the normal head guys.
You've got the same size head as me.
Probably bigger, actually. That's the scary story.
What's happened? Is your head swelling?
Well, I went to the... I don't know if I've spoke to you since I went to the physio.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you went to the Hatter. What are they
Hattery.
Called?
Hattery.
Is it called a haberdashery? What's a haberdashery?
A haberdashery is just like a general... I think they sell like needles and cottons and material. Mm. I think a haberdasher is a guy that sells materials for clothes. What would you call
who
that?
Who makes and sells hats? It's not a hatter, is it?
Yeah, it's a hatter. Mad's a hatter, isn't it? Do you know the expression mad's a hatter come from? And I know this because I grew up in Brandon and there was a rabbit skin processing factory. Do you know the mad's a hatter?
I do, but tell the listener.
They used to use
that sounds
mercury
like I don't, but I do.
In one of the processes of making
a stiffening.
Hats.
Stiffening
to stiffen felt, and a side effect of being exposed to mercury is you lose your marbles, isn't it? Doesn't it make you go mad, mental?
Yeah,
so
for you.
The Mad Hatter's Tea Party in Alice in Wonderland. I don't know why I said that quite posh then, but that is actually quite insensitive, isn't it?
Well, it is apparently based on a particular hatter from Cambridge.
Yeah, Sid Barrett was from Cambridge, and he went mental on LSD. Hey, did I tell you about when I was watching that documentary on Netflix about a month ago? And it was about, I can't remember what they were called. There was this Cambridge collective and this artist that did all the iconic album artwork. Like they did the...
No.
Yeah. And they were called like Hypnosis or... Shit, I can't remember what they were called. Something like that. It was like a bit of a pun. Psychosis.
Hypnosis.
Yeah, but it was with a Y, which I can't remember what it was. But anyway, so it's like they did the famous, like the prison one for Dark Side of the Moon, and they also did The Guy on Fire for Wish You Were Here, all these famous album covers. And I'm watching it, and up on there, David Gale. Oh, he's on there, a talking head. My performance lecturer when I went to university, he was my... movement tutor.
Oh my God.
I know. So I said, oh, that's David Gale. Because I knew he was from Cambridge. I think he used to commute to Nottingham from London. And he was a little snobby bloke. Looked, he did like David.
Stay there for the week or come in every
day?
No,
every day, yeah. Like, oh, there's no fucking way I'm living here, right? He was like a proper, you know, London, probably drank mint tea. You know the sort of bloke I mean. Like, I remember once I saw him eating something, he had his foot up on a little thing. Like he'd been to like a food truck and I was walking down the street and he had his foot up. Like, you know how like Iron Maiden guitarists would put their foot on the monitor speaker?
Oh, yeah.
And he was sort of like, had his foot up and I was like, oh, what sort of little juicy fruit eats a fucking hot dog like that? Like, he was leaning on his knee like it was a table with his elbow. It was very odd.
You know, the strangest thing for me is that I realised the razor wire thin tightrope I have to walk on to not absolutely, like, disgust you. And yet here we are, 10 or 11 years into our deep relationship, and you haven't told me to fuck off yet or stop talking to me. Because I realise it's a microscopic thing that will turn you.
Oh.
I know one day it will come.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, how is it not yet?
I have to
did you see the way Ash sat?
I have to turn a lot of blind eyes. Vis-a-vis the Great Ladybird Massacre.
All right, yeah, let's get to this because you brought this up
I don't want to get into it. I've changed my mind.
Oh, okay.
I reserve the right to change my mind.
Yeah,
I've got a quiz. I've actually come prepared with a quiz for you.
Oh, we're doing it on a Monday, are we?
Yeah, this is a fun little quiz. This will be a fun little quiz.
Oh, okay.
How genned up are you on American politics? All the way good. So you're not going to make a fool of yourself here, are you?
No. I know everything from Reagan onwards.
If you're mate. The names okay. Of let me draw a line there then. So Reagan was 1, 2, 3, 4. That's not counting the incumbent commander in chief,
Pete,
Joey, baby
Johnson.
Joe Biden, the fucking dementia freak. So if we go back to Reagan,
hey, that's not his fault.
No, but he's not fit for purpose.
No, probably not.
I mean, you can't. Literally, if he was like just a dude, you would, and you left him on his own for a weekend, I think you'd have a case to answer. Then I'm running the country. He's not fit. So anyway, so if you Reagan onwards, that's you. Okay, so if I go 1, 2, 3, 4, right. So not including Biden, I'm going. That's 6 presidents ago. Ronald Reagan. We've got Reagan, Bush Senior, Clinton, Bush Junior, Obama, and then the little guy you might have heard of, Donald J. Trump. So,
well, that I was hoping that would be the first question.
Right,
so
No. Okay, so 1, 2, 3. Right, do you know who's right? Was Reagan a Republican or a Democrat?
Great question.
Yeah,
I think he was a Republican.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you.
Right. Anyway, this isn't the quiz. Right. So, Republicans.
Oh, these questions are going to be hard.
They're not. Democrats are the American equivalent, if we're going to simplify and correlate.
Labour.
Now, the Republicans are conservative. The Republicans are seen as the gun-toting right-wing, Ku Klux Klan supporting. Okay. So, what qualities would you say the Democrats, i.e. the left wing, you would say they're more egalitarian, anti-capitalist, fairer, less feather in your own nest and more about a collective, yeah?
That would be the general consensus.
That would be what you would say.
I would, if just to interject slightly, when you say that about like the Republicans being all right wing,
I'm saying that's how. That's not my.
I'm saying that those people that are that tend to be Republican.
Okay,
be my perception.
Okay. I've got these presidents from Reagan to Trump, what they were, their personal wealth was when they took office versus their personal wealth when they left office. Interesting.
Yeah, really interesting.
So, right, Ronald Reagan.
Movie star.
So he came in back then in the 80s, mind you. He came into the White House worth $10 million. Now, I don't know how long he served, but what do you think he was when he left? Remember, it was the 80s. You've got to account for inflation. Have a guess.
Am I saying inflation? I'm saying
every million gained by all of these guys, obviously, every million Trump may have gained was probably not the same as a million in the 80s to gain. It was more, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. So he's come in worth $10 million. And what did Reagan leave worth?
So this is difficult because I never really considered that. I didn't know you made...
Well, no, not as a president. Just come in.
Oh, just...
When he came in, he had $10 million. When he left, just have a guess what he had.
12.
Good guess. 15.
That's too short.
No, that's good. That's a very good guess.
That's all right.
Very good guess. Republican, yeah? Baddie. We're going to say baddie because we work in comedy. You know what I mean by that. So, right. So, one of the Death Stars come in. That's a $5 million increase in personal wealth. Next, we've got another Republican, another baddie. We've got George H.W. Bush Sr., the old he was.
Is this because they're having to, like, I don't know why they make money. Genuinely.
Any business interests? You've heard of Nancy Pelosi, who was famously on the Senate or the Congress or whatever, I don't know the terminology, and she would know all about new regulations and business, and then her husband and her were trading in stocks and shares, and turns out they're the most successful stock and share traders of all time. Like, 100% strike rate of having to just happen to know when shares were going to tank and when they were going to soar, depending on. So say you had a company that made paper towels, and then Nancy Pelosi is in Congress, and they're like, "Oh shit, don't tell anyone, but in 6 months we're going to ban electric hand dryers in all public bathrooms."
They would buy some shares
in the paper towel people, and they would sell all their shares in Dyson Airblades. And what happened?
She's made any comeback on that?
No. Everyone knows, and she's like, "Well, you know, it's not against the rules. It's not insider trading at all. I'm in the Congress, and my husband's a stocks and share dude."
This is what we were saying recently. It's absolutely fucking disgusting that if you're a politician, you should be allowed to have a conflict of interest.
Well, this is the thing about this. This is what I'm pointing out. Right. So, Death Star, Reagan's made $5 million. George Senior, also Death Star, baddie, one of the cowboys that wears the black hats. He came in worth $4 million. Now, remember, he's coming after Reagan, worth $6 million less, like, as you rightly said.
Are these people, here's another stupid question. Are these people, like, because Reagan is obviously a film star.
Exactly.
Was he then a film star and then straight into politics? Is he like, are these people long-term politicians?
I think that's good that you said Reagan, because I think Reagan was the birth of celebrity politicians, as in it was about, like, that no one looked at your... People looked at the way you looked, how you spoke, rather how you acquitted yourself in the debates rather than your actual manifesto. So George Bush Sr. came in worth $4 million. Now,
$4 million.
That's not that much, but he was a CIA guy. He was involved in assassinating Kennedy. So he came in at $4 million, and when he left, he was worth...
So Reagan made $2 million.
No, Reagan made $5 million. Reagan went from 10 to 15.
Reagan made $5 million. Oh, sorry. 4, 9, 12. He started at 4, left at 12.
Good guess again. I'm at 23. Made $19 million, you know. He was a bit of a war hawk, wasn't he? We had a Gulf War under him.
He did love
a
bit of war. Yeah. And, you know, do you earn money from that?
Yeah, he was involved in Halliburton. Okay, so we've got our first good guy. Thank fuck we've got them two. Now we've got a Democrat in office. Good guy.
Clinton.
Nothing to say about Clinton. Now, he came in, as you'd
expect,
from Arkansas. $1.3 million he was worth because he's a man of the people. So he came in with $1.3 million, which is wealthy. Don't get me wrong. But it's not super wealthy because he's a good egalitarian person. So he came in at 1.3. When he left office, he had...
Well, this is going to be 86 million, isn't it?
Wow, you reckon?
Well, only because of your tone.
Well,
really.
No, there's no tone here, bruv. Come on, I ain't got
no tone.
There
totally is. But then you said, wow. So I'm now going to say 103 million.
Wow, really?
Oh,
you're being silly. Don't be silly. He's a good guy. He's a Democrat.
163 million.
Wow, that high? Really? You think it's that much?
182 million.
Oh my god, you're going off the deep end. You think it's. Don't be ridiculous. What's your real guess?
223. 241.5.
Fucking hell. So he made 239.
How does that turn around that quick?
He made 239 million.
It whilst the time he was in office.
From when he came in to when he left. He was $239 million richer for good business deals and stuff.
That's bonkers.
That's a Democrat. They're the good guys, Ash.
Yeah,
they're the good. These are the good guys.
Get Bush back in.
Let's get a Republican. Yeah, we've got Bush Jr. in, which is what I call a Brazilian. Bush Jr., he came in $24 million. There's obviously a bit of Nepo baby shit going on there. He's richer than his dad. So he.
Well, where's his money come from?
We can't say. So he's got 24 million. When he left?
25 million.
40.
That's one bloke at 200 odd million.
Oh, but hang on.
And then he's done 40.
That was, oh, hang on. We've got Obama, the best, nicest president of ever. He's another Democrat like Clinton. Now he come in, coincidentally, with 1.3, the same.
Why do you even hear this?
What's that?
Like, where's this come from?
I made it up.
I'm happy to continue it.
Oh,
you haven't made it up.
So Obama's coming with 1.3. Now, I will give you, it's nowhere near as much as Clinton. That was an anomaly. I mean, I remember Clinton.
Are you taking the piss or are you being serious?
No, it is nowhere near that. But remember about Clinton? He was just the perfect president, no scandals. So he's come in and he's done everything right. So he earned that. It's not like he ever did anything shady or left under a cloud or he's got a trail of dead bodies behind him or, you know.
I don't know if he has. This is the thing I can't tell.
You don't know about the Clinton
tone.
Murder trail. Okay. So.
Like Clinton, it feels like there's lots.
Oh, I'm talking about Clinton.
Right, okay.
Obama's, you know Michelle Obama's a man.
It cut out when you said that what she was, but it cut out. So again, Michelle
Michael
Obama.
Michael Obama's a trans man. Right, so Obama, 1.3 million. So little juicy fruit. Barack Obama here, who was born in Kenya. He came in 1.3. When he left, he was?
And when, like, just a serious answer here. When you said that, it wasn't as much as Clinton. You being serious
I am.
Okay. 59
million. Oh, that's a brilliant guess. 70. Well done, though.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. So Obama's made 60...
Actually, it feels like he'd be worth more.
I mean, he only made
it feels like...
$68 million of personal... That's nothing.
Profit.
Yeah.
But it feels like he's out there doing stuff.
Now let's look at the super baddie. This is interesting because the super goodie Obama was preceded by the super baddie, the worst president ever, the evil business snake.
Donald Trump feels like a bad businessman.
So Donald Trump came in too. Well, does he though? Because when he became president,
he does only like he's constantly, isn't he constantly being made bankrupt?
When he became the president, Ash, and the highest before was Bush Jr., and his dad was the president. So obviously, like, well, I would say that when Bush Senior was making money, Bush Jr. was making money. The trickle down.
Yes,
economics
works
within the family unit.
Just being, I'm sure he got moved up and down in whatever business he was in.
Yeah, wouldn't
because
hurt,
of
would it.
So
when
let
so,
your dad know.
So Bush Jr. up till now was came in at the highest when he took office at 24 million. Trump, 3.7 billion.
Jesus Christ.
When Trump took office, he was worth 3.7 billion. Now bear in mind he's running again. So let that be a little clue. How much do you think Trump left office with?
He's running again.
Well, I'm saying, if you like, I was that president was sweet deal. I'm going to run again.
Yeah. But then, so I'm getting the narrative of what you're saying. Is
you've got
problem.
To watch me though. I'm cunning like a little
so
badger.
So what was he? 3.7 billion
when he came in.
3.7.
2.5. He made a loss. Yeah, he's running again. Now, if I just gave you those statistics...
£1 billion.
Yeah. If I gave you those statistics and took the names away, you would say that he was the Tony Benn type guy that is doing it for the good of the country, even though he's personally...
Or wouldn't you go, what the fuck is the hidden thing then?
Yeah, you would. But that is evident in the bushes. But I'm just saying... So, look, if we take Trump out of it because he made a massive loss, that's an anomaly. So, if we take Trump
out... If he wants to go back, he must have made a massive fortune.
I don't know. Yes, you would think so, but that's an assumption based on the numbers rather than... That is... Do you know what that is? That's Trump derangement syndrome in a way. That's my first thought. But that is...
Like,
just
why
having
do you
it,
go back?
Well, having it conditioned that he's a bad guy by the media. Maybe he isn't. Look
well, I'm
fact.
Just saying, why would you ever go back? If,
maybe he truly
like, if you
believes...
lose £1 billion.
But this is the thing. If he was a Democrat and you would go, oh, like a Bernie Sanders, like if you said Bernie Sanders personally lost money, but he was doing it for the good of the country, you would believe that. Because that... But I'm saying, with Trump, the narrative has been painted so much. He's a cunt, he's a cunt, he's a cunt, he's a cunt. You think, oh, he must be. But I don't know. I don't know that he's not, and I don't know that he is. But let's go. So we take Trump out for the final figures. because that's an anomaly. He lost $1 billion. So if we take Trump out, we've got Obama. Both.
I wonder if that includes like getting there. I wonder with whether Trump spent.
Well, no,
a
you know, I don't
there.
Think he would have spent any personal. That's what you have fundraisers for.
Yeah, they get a lot of fundraisers.
Okay, and but they're the people.
That's dodgy as well. You know, when Liz Truss or
whatever
got 40.
If you think about it, if a guy comes in with $3.7 billion in his pocket, he's not going to be as easy to buy off by big pharma, big.
No. Yeah.
And he was. The media hate him. So we've got Reagan.
But so he must have been bought off, though, because of what the fuck happened.
What do you mean? I think the opposite. I think he couldn't be bought off.
But he was in charge and it all still happened.
What happened?
The whole, you know, lockdown. The
Yeah, but he was the one who came out and said, ivermectin works. And they ridiculed him. He got ousted because of that, and the economy in America.
But wasn't he still he was still in charge? Though,
yeah, he was, and the economy was booming. And a lot of people think that this global pandemic was all to get him out globally. Globally, he was bad for them. He was bad for the globalists. You know. So
here's a question then. Like, he might get voted in again. I don't know.
100% he will.
How much do you care?
Zero. I don't care about anything.
Yes.
I'm pointing out the hypocrisy of the people that would go, oh, if they've got an R next to their name, they're baddies. If they've got a D next to their name, they're goodies. Because the evidence actually supports the contrary. I'm not saying the contrary. There's no absolutes. But anyway, so the Democrats, now let's go Republicans, the baddies, if you take all of them apart from Trump, so Obama, sorry, if you Bush, both Bushes and Reagan, they made, in total, $42 million, right?
It's no good, is it?
So, but the goodies, the two Democrats, Clinton and about $308.5 million. So, when you, having it simplified for you, this party is the party of the people, these are the goodies. And
imagine walking away with 240 million quid profit for being president.
And then making more sense. And you know who else is the most, I think in British politics, and I'm basing this on not any facts, I think Tony Blair is the equivalent over here. He made so much money. And then all these
after. That's the 90s, wasn't it? It was all the lads mags.
Well, not just that. Well, Clinton was the 90s as well, but they were war hawks. This, all these wars. You know, and
after war.
Yeah, the war's good for business. But
I wonder if you know how to play the system before you get into the position.
Well, Trump famously campaigned on drain the swamp. You know, he had a few little sound bites. He had Make America Great Again, Build the Wall. And he also, the one that people didn't sort of like dig him out, the drain the swamp one. And I would say...
He wanted that. He's talking about getting rid of the corruption.
Yeah. I think the swamp is the Clintons coming in with 1.3 million, leaving 241.5.
Don't you think it would be interesting if he got back in again? Simply because...
I think there'd be an assassination.
I think it'd be interesting because this time, if he got back in again, he'd be able to go, right, this is what happened. This is what happened. This is what happened. Blah, 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 blah. Like, even if it's not true... It would be interesting to see him come out and go, right, look, this is what was said. This is
like
what I found out
since. January 6th and stuff. Everyone knows what happened. Like, I saw a thing where he had tweets going, look, I told everyone to go home. But anyway, it's fucked up that the people that just, everything's so reductive to goodies and baddies. And I'm saying they're all just as bad as each other.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Don't be fooled that you're a good person for our English listeners, or British listeners, if you always vote Labour, no matter what you think, that's because you're a good person. Because I think that we, after World War II, and quite rightly, believe that the right wing, the further right you go, good and evil.
It's a circle, Justin. It's a
circle.
Yeah,
I know, but you've got good and evil, haven't you? So, in theology...
That's why I only ever vote green.
Right, yeah, exactly. So if you thought that... And so then, this is the thing. If I collect this exactly, that's a good example. I think if collectively, as a planet, if human beings all thought, oh, green, 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 the swampy lizard people would have attached themselves to the Green Party rather
absolutely.
Than, this is the thing, these are gateways, these are masks that you're letting the lizards wear. And right wing is the mask of the evil people. So all the evil people are now wearing the left wing masks. It's that is the game, I think. Right equal bad. When you simplify it to right equating
the right with evil and the left with good,
all the evil people then move over to the left.
And I think it's fair to say if you're a Nazi starting up today, you might not wear your right wing badge.
Well, look at the communist China of the Nazis of now, aren't they?
I've got a cough.
You have, haven't you? It's because you're allergic to the truth, mate. That's the trouble here. But like, if you look,
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, if you look at China, out of all the regimes, they are the most in line with the Nazis of the 40s, 30s, 40s. I mean,
and they're communist.
Exactly. Exactly. So it doesn't matter. Forget left and right. Forget that. We've got to go
right
back to
down.
Good and evil. Do you know what I mean? You can't. Once you start, it's basically like just sticking a label on something and going, oh, you know, that's different now because I've labelled it as different. It's not. You've got to look at what's actually underneath that label. Don't fucking just go a bit deeper. Clinton's fucking hell, mate.
They seem like good guys.
But that's the thing. If you look at people in America, the social justice warriors, they would be pro-Hillary, pro-Bill Clinton, pro-Obama. These were the worst people. When Obama took over from Bush Jr., the drone strikes went up like 900% of civilian. And no one talks about it because, the narrative is he's a good guy. And I'm not saying he isn't worse.
They killed that bloody Osama bin Laden guy on his
throw
watch.
Him in the river. What do you throw him in a river for? What do you bury him in a hole in the floor so we could dig him up and have a look? Never caught anyone, mate. Like, everything else is like 600 fucking... Think of the big events. Moon landing. Oh, we deleted all that. We deleted the tapes. What, you haven't got any of the... You deleted the footage of you. Yeah, we deleted all that. What of him standing on the... Yeah, we just deleted it. What about Osama bin Laden? Yeah, we buried him at sea. Did you film killing him a bit? No, we didn't, none of that on film, no. Got George Floyd getting... We've got, you know, six angles of him getting, you know, because of that sparks, you know. But like, Osama bin Laden, no, we didn't think to film that. Good. Oh, what? Jeffrey Epstein, all the CCTV was malfunctioning when he hung himself on a FBI agent's forearm. You know, in prison, that's where they went wrong. He's on suicide watch. Take his belt, take his shoelaces. Ah, fuck, we left a CIA agent in there. He hung himself with that. We should never left him in there. That was
if you're on suicide watch, you should have a camera running.
They were. And also, you have people watching. Oh, what? The people that were watching... The actual normal guards were all ill and you had agency workers in that were asleep.
Sounds like a plot from a shit film, doesn't it?
Honestly sounds like not even a shit film, like Scooby-Doo, mate. Like a kid's film.
And how have they been treated, the guys who fell asleep while someone killed themselves while they were on suicide
watch?
That
just happened, you know, fine. Nothing. I don't know. No, they haven't been named or anything. No one's interviewed them. They were just, you know...
Anyway, so if anyone's still listening, let's talk about your gigs.
Why did you say that? Was that boring?
I don't know if it was boring. I was enjoying it. And if it was a conversation that we're having, I guess I would. But some people might just be like, they might have found it boring. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but what?
I didn't.
People could find anything boring.
That's what it is.
I'm just saying that, you know. Do you know if you took all the space out of atoms, right? This is an interesting question. You know atoms are basically made out of nothing.
Made of space.
If you subtracted all the nothing out of atoms, do you know how big the Earth would be? If it's a globe, if you believe that.
Basketball?
Nah, bigger than that. Olympic-sized swimming pool.
I wish I hadn't said basketball.
Yeah, I know. Was you thinking that because of Obama? What? To play the saxophone. Oh, that's Clinton played the saxophone. Obama couldn't play no fucking instruments. You'd have thought it'd have been musical, wouldn't you? Right, so I had gigs this week. What gigs have you done?
Oh, God.
What's funny?
Here we are. Nothing. I'll tell you what. Did a gig in Brighton on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine and Rob came to say hello.
Mm-hmm. Who's Rob?
Rob's a listener.
All right, but I don't know. I know I've heard of Jasmine. I don't. Sorry, Rob. Have you? Do you donate us money? Should I know you?
Rob is Sirio. I remember seeing the name Sirio.
Sirio.
Very nice people come to see the show.
Do they know each other, or did they meet at the show?
Yeah, they know each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they know each other.
That's good.
And
Kofi?
Good show.
I
had this issue with some women in the room.
Plate them out.
They were a mum. There were seven of them, and they were on a mum's weekend away.
Fuck off, you slags.
And they wouldn't stop.
I had that on Saturday with some lads, and I felt like kicking them in the face. I'll get on to mine.
I had to do the thing where you go a bit too serious. I did that, where it was like...
We have to go, look, I've talked to you. Everyone wants to listen to... On Saturday, I said, give me a cheer if you paid to listen to comedy. Hey, give me a cheer if you paid to come and listen to this cunt. Boo.
Yeah.
And I but they were annoying.
I basically had to say, shut the fuck up.
Good.
And then after the show, so it was just about okay, because people, I think, were getting annoyed with them. They kept joining in. And then after the show, she approached me in an aggressive manner and told me to go fuck myself.
Ironically, that the best time for her to have said that would have been on when you was on stage. Like,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
You're being annoying. I've told you to shut the fuck up. Now don't come find me afterwards and reply to me.
Yeah,
like I'd rather you said that, you know. But these people are narcissists.
She literally come up to my shoulder and said it to my face, and her friend pushed her away.
Oh, was she proper angry?
Yeah, well, I think so. She told me to go fuck myself.
Yeah, but, you know, could have been in a jokey manner.
Oh, yeah, it didn't seem it. But,
so I did a gig in Ipswich on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And there was two people in the front row. He worked for Spotify. She worked for a homeless charity. I said
good
to
guys,
him, what's your name?
Guys.
He told me. I said, what did you do? I said, funny. I said to her, what's your name? She said, move on.
Oh.
I said, Yvonne? She went, no, move on. I said, don't you fucking tell me what to do. They got up and left.
Nice.
Walked
did
out.
They really?
Yeah, well, not when I was on. As I left and the opening act came on, they got up and ran out and everyone booed and jeered them.
Having an affair?
I just think that she was a proper cunt. Because she worked for a homeless charity. I got that out of her. And instead of just ignoring it, I just did some homeless people a dirty and smelly joke. I didn't. But I didn't. No. You know, instead of go, oh, not going to touch that. I work with disabled children, not going to touch that. I was like, oh, do you really know? I did my bit about tents. I did the tent bit.
What's the tents bit? I can't remember.
I say, isn't it shocking that, you know, I'll come down and I see like 30 people where I live in Norwich sleeping in tents. We're meant to be in this first world progressive country. You know, it does beg the question, how the fuck have these homeless cunts only just worked out tents? Like, they didn't use tents in the 80s, and tents existed.
No.
They were thick as shit back then. No wonder they're homeless. Do you know what I mean? They're not applying themselves.
That's not a big venue for people to run out.
Oh, no,
on
it's
a,
tiny. But she didn't like the fact that... And I said, hey, what's wrong? People go camping. They just camp. I see them in their tents. It looks fun. Just like in a campsite under an underpass. What's the difference?
All on heroin.
Yeah, exactly. What do people go to work for? So they can do drugs at the weekend and then they might go camping or go Glastonbury. Their whole life is Glastonbury. They just took the working... They're actually killing... They're living the dream, mate. It's like the old adage about the banker goes fishing weekend, you know, isn't it? And
I don't know.
What's the rich banker goes fishing, and he goes on the boat with the fisherman. They're driving out into the middle of the lake, and the banker's looking down his nose at the fisherman. Knows it, the fisherman who owns the boat, and the fisherman goes, "Well, what do you do?" Then he goes, "I'm working Wall Street. I'm worth $100 million." And he's like, "All right, what are you doing here?" He goes, "Well, I love fishing." He goes, "Well, what's your life goal?" He goes, "Well, when I make $500 million, I'm going to retire. I'm going to come here and I'm going to fish every day." And the fisherman goes, "That's what I do."
Lovely.
So, that.
So go fuck yourself.
So I'm saying people go to work so they can afford to go camping. Homeless people are just cutting out the middle, but they're just camping. Looks fun. Might do it.
So that's weird. They'd paid to be there, and then
they paid. Yeah. They hated
one
me.
Section.
It was her. It was her, weren't it? He was all right. And then I spoke to another bloke who was a root. Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, they didn't like me. She didn't like me. Then I did a gig. Listen to this. I did a gig in Friday in Poole, in a beautiful, perfect room for comedy, a cellar. In Poole in Dorset on the south coast, right?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So they got a bit of... It's called the Cellar Club. Hang on. The Cavern Club. It's called the Cavern Club. So I go down and they got a vinyl backdrop that says the Cavern Club, pool, blah, blah, blah. Do the gig. Amazing gig. Brilliant gig. Perfect. The room, perfect. Low ceiling. A perfect room for comedy, right? Landlord comes up to me and goes, "Oh," he goes, "you actually did the last one down here in the Cavern Club." And I thought he meant they weren't doing any more gigs. I said, "Oh, you told me to promote the March date or whatever." He goes, "Oh, yeah, we've got to call it the Cellar Bar." The Cavern Club in Liverpool are suing them or threatened. Like, they've found their posts on social media and emailed them with a cease and desist, whatever. They've got to change their name. They're not allowed to call themselves the Cavern Club.
No one's going to get the two things confused.
Imagine if you did. When I've been at the Cavern Club, I can't remember when the Beatles went down there. It's fucking shit. Oh, what? Yeah, Liverpool? Weird. No, it's in near Portsmouth.
Dorset.
Fucking, it's fucking ridiculous. But how petty is that, mate? Or just
it seems stupid. Really weird.
Yeah.
Hundreds of miles away from where they are.
Yeah, literally the other end of the...
Country,
sorry, I've got a message.
How many painkillers are you on?
You what, sorry? Yeah, I'm on a lot of painkillers. Hey, I'll tell you what I'm on. Oh, I haven't told you about my physio yet. Right, I'm on, these are paracetamol codeing 500/12.8. I've started taking the amitriptyline.
What's that?
They're the ones I took before, which I had to stop taking because they sent me a bit weird.
What, in what way?
Out-of-body experience.
Just totally
they're the ones where I took them. I took them and I went and I was emceeing and I could see my own mouth like right in front of my eyes talking.
What?
Yeah, I could see my own mouth. Like it was just, I couldn't see the audience. I could just see my, every time I moved my lips, they were just like, it was like I was looking through a periscope that was pointed back at my mouth.
That's incredible. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think I said it on here. They're the ones that I got them from the doctors and I took them because that was when my right hand, same injury, whiplash effect in my neck. All the nerves are crushed. And I took these tablets, which are for nerve damage. But then when I read the thing, they're primarily antidepressants that are also used to treat nerves. Do not take them if you have to do anything. Basically, you have to take them at night. So... they're kind of pointless because I wake up and the effects have kind of worn off, although I'm groggy until about 3-4 in the afternoon. But they do sort of like help you sleep a bit, but I hurt my neck again at the weekend.
How?
Just sort of like it, my head went back, my head fell back and I've crushed it more. Because I went to physio on Friday. And, right, £60, And I got in there. It was an hour and a half session. She said it'd take about an hour. The first half hour, I was filling out forms. Then she's just talking to me for about 40 minutes. And I'm sitting on one of their little, you know, they've got them benches like you sit on.
Yeah.
It's got no back support. And I'm in agony. And she's just talking and talking and talking. I'm thinking, oh, it's a waste of fucking money. Then she gets, goes, take your shirt and shoes off. Get your dick out.
And your trousers and your pants. Yeah.
Get your cock and bollocks in my mouth there, boy. She's Irish. And she got up behind me and she goes, breathe. And I was like, oh, here we go. She got me in a full Nelson. And she goes, breathe in. And I breathed in. And then she goes, try and touch your elbows together. So I'm sort of like squeezing my elbows around her.
So full Nelson, is that your arms?
Imagine her behind me like a forklift with her arms out. She puts her arms under my armpits. Then she bends her arms up and puts her hands together behind my head.
Yeah.
It's a wrestling move, the full Nelson. I'm just going to push my head onto my chest.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yes, here we go. And she goes, breathe in. And I breathed in. Breathe. That was an example of breathing in for the listener. And then she goes, breathe out. And as I breathed out, she sort of like smacked me in the back with her pussy and then lifted my armpits up, pulled my head up, and then yanked it forward all in one go. And it went
like, God, like folding you backwards and forwards.
No, she sort of like, yeah, she hit me in the small of my back of her pelvis, probably a better way of putting it, and sort of like with her, she leant back, so my back sort of like hyperextended,
and then shoved her head forward.
Then she lifted her arms up, so my armpits have been lifted up. Then she pushed my head forward, and then she had her sort of like her hands underneath the orbital bone ridge, and she pushed it. So she sort of like, it was the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. It honestly, it went
really like so it stretched your neck. She sort of hanging you.
She sort of, so she sort of like hyperextended my back and clicked it that way. Then from my shoulder blades up was all in traction. She elongated all that. Because I've got all my necks crushed at the base of my neck. They call that your cervical spine. And at the bottom, it's all crushed. And the nerve that comes out of there and goes to my right arm is completely pinched and crushed there, like a whiplash injury. She said, because of all them years of rugby, and also once I was doing really heavy squats where you have the bar across your shoulders, and as I got to the bottom, I fucked up and I leant too far forward and the bar rolled forward and crushed all my neck.
God.
So it's basically that. But she got out of this model. And the human body's fucking disgusting. Can we say that? Do you agree with me on that? It is an alien. It's like your brain and your nerves is like this jellyfish that lives inside you, like a parasite. Because like the brain, and it come out, and all the tentacles go down, they come through these holes in your neck. And she goes, I know it's at the bottom of your neck. She goes, because your little finger's numb. If your thumb's numb, it's the top of your neck. And the more down it goes, so you know, like reflexology. If you hold your hand out with your thumb up and your little finger at the bottom, that is basically your cervical spine, your neck vertebrae. Like if it's crushed at the top, your thumb would be numb. If it's crushed at the bottom, so you know the reflex. I don't believe in that. Oh, if you squeeze your little finger, your neck will get better. But it is all like.
The nerves transfer.
Yeah,
all the way
but
down.
If you look at your fingers, they look like vertebrae. If you hold it out, like I'm holding my hand out, so my fingers are pointing inwards. Do you know what I mean? And I'm looking at the palm of my hand, but I've got it on the side, so my thumb's on the top.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that is like that is so weird. But anyway, so I also might have acquired some special sweets.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You can get sweets now. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, they're probably helping the most.
There you go.
Well, yeah, but, you know. Been watching a lot of Seinfeld and laughing my bollocks off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way. How much ice cream are you eating?
No, I'm not eating any ice cream because it's not keto, but... Yeah, might make the odd extra trip to the fridge for a salami or a Rolito. But you got to do what you got to do, man. I'm in absolute agony. This is my fourth week.
So after you had that extension, it felt incredible.
Yeah. Like, oh no, definitely,
the
definitely.
Aftermath of that.
Yeah, and then it was getting better, and then she was like, "You've got to have your head back." But oh, this, sorry, I got onto this. Well, I mentioned it earlier because of the head size. She goes, "The human head is like 6 to 10 pounds," and she looked at me and she went, "At least." So you must get that.
I never have, but yeah.
No, but she went, and she's looking at me going, "Oh, that's a 14 pounder. That's a stone of head. Like Easter Island stone."
Did she take a picture of herself holding your head?
Yeah.
Like when she had you in that full Nelson, did she get someone to come in and take a picture?
Like a fisherman. Like she was holding it, and it's going to be a Tinder profile pic. Like her holding my head. Like, look at this one I caught.
And then she let you go.
Wouldn't fit in the keep net, would I? So she had my head sticking out the top.
You're in chiropractor. You're probably in Chiropractors Monthly this month.
Yeah,
like
the cover
spread.
Yeah, I remember this thing. I wonder about this. I remember this thing. Do you remember there was a urban myth that if you got someone to sit on a chair, two or three of you, or four of you, you couldn't lift them up, but then you will press them down in the chair, and then you lifted them up real easy. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff like that in there. Yeah,
well, me and my mates did that. And four of my mates all put their hand on my head and pushed it down as hard as they could. And it all cracked and clicked. I think they nearly broke my neck when I was about 11 or 12. I don't know if it's to do with that as well. But anyway, it was getting better. So I was leaning my head back and I was trying to... Because when you lean your head forward, that's how you get that hunchback. Obviously, because it's heavy, like anything, right? If you lean it over, the force is pulling it more and more forward, and your muscles have to get stronger and stronger to hold it there. So that was getting. Yeah. But then I was doing some experiments where I was standing my back against the wall, and my head was 3 inches. I can't get my head nowhere near the wall if I stand my back to a wall. And I was trying to keep it back, and then it whipped back, and my head lolled back, and I've crushed everything in my neck.
Oh my God. Yeah. When's your next physio to get that stuff done?
She
again?
Said, I can't do it. She's not a rip off. She goes to me, go to the NHS. She goes, I can x-ray it for £110. But that'd be, you can pay £110 to get x-rayed, and it'll be in the same place on the same machine with the same people doing it with the NHS. But you need an MRI because x-rays your bones, and then we need to look at the nerves. I said, I've had one 8 years ago. She goes, that's our ancient history now. It's all changed since then.
Since COVID?
Yeah, well, no, just because I've got the osteoarthritis, haven't I? So she goes, it's degenerative. And because my neck clicks all the time. Every click is a little chip coming off, I guess, or getting a bit more worn. But the scary or the disheartening thing is I don't think there's a end goal. It's not like, oh, if it's this, we're going to do this. I think it's just, yeah, this is...
They'll inject some gel into your joints.
I don't know. This is my bones is all fucked up where the nerve comes through. Whether it's they can surgery, I don't think that. I don't know.
You don't want back surgery.
I don't. Was neck's worse. I think like they can fuse your neck, can't they?
Yeah.
I know wrestlers have that done, and UFC MMA fighters. They have their discs fused, so they could probably fuse it. So the discs can't.
I wonder what that involves.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, the discs won't then push down on the nerve. But
you'd be very
the main
stiff.
Symptom. Yeah, that's the main symptom is I'm so stiff and I can't look round. So it's like, oh, you know, the symptom that's bad. We're going to do something that gives you that all the time. Or I wouldn't have the pain, but the loss of mobility is a negative.
I don't want to see you having to turn your shoulders to look at stuff.
Oh, well, that's what I'm doing that now. I can't look to the right. I can't. That's I have
bad.
To turn like a fucking lighthouse.
Lighthouse light.
Lighthouse doesn't turn, does it? Like
how about your neck of the woods this week? Actually, my Felix.
That's insensitive.
Lower
stock. What
did you
say that for?
Your old neck of the crush.
Your crushed neck of the woods. Where are
lower
you?
Lower stuff's a Felix though. I can't remember which.
Well, tonight I'm in.
You tell me where I am. You know.
Tonight I'm in Kettering. Wednesday, I'm in Reading. Thursday, I'm in Aldershot. Friday, I'm in Cambridge. And Saturday, I'm in Gatwick.
Gatwick?
Let me check. Nope.
When are you off to your abroad thing?
South Godston. Where's that?
Don't know.
I don't know where South Godston is. My abroad thing's July, when it's going to be 325 degrees. But, hey, yeah, do you know they've never ever been a picture of a virus?
No, didn't.
Do you know how big a virus is?
A foot?
Yeah, well, 11 and a half inches. That's close. How do you know that?
I think I sat on one once.
A foot? Pegging, as though we have a drink. But, no, they're, they've never, you know them pictures on with the spikes? They're just made up to help. Apparently they're to aid people that make vaccines and what they might look like. What the fuck? Hey, what about this fucking alkaline?
Why can't they see him?
Because they're so small. They're like
20 atoms.
20 nanometers or something. Yeah, I know exactly.
What's this? Alkali what?
You've not about the alkali dude?
No, I'd like to.
Oh, you wouldn't. Alkali, a bloke in London has, you know, acid attacks?
Yeah.
He's done that, but with alkali. Apparently, that's bad as well.
It feels like it'd be bad, doesn't it?
Well, unless someone's just been attacked with acid, I think it would cancel it. Was it the antidote to acid?
Yeah. I think you'd need to have the equal acid to cancel it out.
Yeah. Anyway, that's
fine. You'd have to have a very lucky day for two people to attack you with different...
And I was confused, because when I first saw the story, there's a mugshot of him, and his eyes all fucked up. And I thought that was the victim, but he's thrown it on a woman. But I think he tried to escape and crashed his car.
Because you don't want to put water on it.
That's a chip. You're thinking of a chip pan fire.
Oh, yeah. Don't put a wet flannel over it.
Who's got flannel? Do you see flannels anymore? Oh, you got babies and that. You might have flannels. I haven't seen a flannel for fucking years.
Yeah, a few flannels, yeah. Do you remember Fight Club where they put the lime on the hands and then... But they said the only way to stop it hurting is pour vinegar on it. Mm. And lime would be alkali. And vinegar is an acid, so I guess that's what you're doing. You're cancelling it out.
Anyway, he's done that, but they can't find him, and he's got one of his eyeballs hanging out, more or less. They still can't find him.
I'd find him.
Yeah, I think we should find him. We'd be heroes.
We should do some more stuff to make ourselves.
We should go hunting for old fucking Abdul, his name is, I think.
We could be like pedo hunters or something.
Alkali hunters.
I don't mean hunters that are pedos. You have to be very careful with your name, didn't you? I don't want to be like,
pedo hunters.
The hairy bikers. They were called that because they were hairy bikers. Hairy I don't want to be the pedo hunters. I don't want to be called
that's
the
like
pedo
a pimp
hunters.
In the Middle East and a fur burka.
That's difficult to say, actually, to be fair.
What? Hairy burka?
Fur burka.
Don't eat my fur burger. Fur burger was what we used to call a muffin. And I remember the first time I was... corrupted by some older boys, they cornered me in the playground and got me to admit to eating fur burgers. I didn't know the fuck I was saying.
Awful people.
They were going, "Have you ever eaten a fur burger?" And I was going, "I don't think so." They're like, "Yeah, you have. Say, haven't you?" This is the sort of thing they would have filmed.
I had the same thing, but where they made me say that a girl had got my willy wet.
Yeah.
They cornered me against a sports hall and said, "Did." And then they named the girl, "Get your willy wet." And I was like, what?
Is that why you...
And then they...
That's why you stopped playing Sunday League football, isn't it? They bullied you.
No, they were the only ones who didn't.
Right, really. But...
I got bullied once, right, about football, because I went and played for the Arsenal Junior Gunners, whatever age group I would have been, like 14. I played for the Junior Gunners at Highbury, the old stadium, right? And I scored a goal. And then the football boys at school, who I was not friends with, they went to prison in the end. They come up and someone had told them I played at Highbury. And they were like, "But you don't play football." So I'd never told anyone I played football. And I was like, "Oh, no, I do." And they're like, "Oh, you think you're good at football? You should be playing for the team then. You think you're good?" And they sort of bullied me to say that I was lying.
Even though you were telling the truth.
I was telling the truth.
Do you know what, Ash? This has formed your character.
I think it has. A lot.
I honestly think this is why you say things that aren't the truth just to get by in the easy route. Because you've been dug. Old Tofu dug you out in Discord, my friend.
Gee, what have I done?
He goes, oh, Ash said, he said something like, oh, I'm watching the Graham Linehan interview Ash was on about. Where's the bit where he sounds crazy and like messianic?
Oh, I'll find a clip.
Nah, you I'll just read on that there. On Twitter that someone else said it and you went along with it.
No, I've not seen it on Twitter. No, I watched the video.
Nah, you haven't watched the video.
I think he was talking about being how only massively important people are silenced is what he was saying. It was about like... Basically, he's saying.
Well, no, that's kind of true because I say anything and no one's going to.
No,
come
I totally.
After me.
I don't disagree that that's true. I just don't think it's the truth about Graham Linehan.
No, but I mean, what he means is
he was talking about himself.
Yeah,
he was
well,
himself.
It,
he wasn't
you can
saying,
look at your...
"Well, you know, the closer you get to the truth, the more it is." The blah blah blah.
No,
him,
what he probably meant. I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I can't talk. I'm being a hypocrite here. But what he might have meant, or I would say, was like, if you've got 100. If you've got 10 million followers, you can say what you say is going to be scrutinised more than someone with 10 followers.
It didn't feel like that. But with him, regardless of what he said, right, I'm putting that away. With him, it felt very self-destructive what he was doing. Like, it felt like he really, really, like, just... doubled down to the point where I'm like, mate, everything's falling apart. And he's like, I'm gonna go again.
If you believe something.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, you
fair
don't...
play to him.
But that's
he's
you. That's you his... capitulating and saying I don't play football.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the, you know, really, if you look back and you could, if you could sort of like now with a PlayStation controller inhabit.
I cannot say that he is a hypocrite.
Yeah, well, I'm saying if you could go back now and you could have an earpiece in that younger version of you, when them boys are going, you don't play football, do you? You'd say, no, stand up for yourself. Yes, you do play football. Fuck the consequences. No, tell the truth.
I'd say tell the truth.
You'd say, roll over, stop eating animals because someone said something once.
I'd already stopped by then.
Oh, my God.
I just feel that... Yeah, I totally agree that you can't have a go at his...
He's principled. You might not agree principles. With what his principles are.
You can't have a go at his principles, yeah, but you can't have a
well,
go at his principles.
Well, you can disagree with his... But you can't say he's not principled. And
no,
being principled...
Absolutely. To the point where you should ask questions about his mental health.
I don't believe...
He's
that,
the kind of man
where,
that walks into a cafe...
You. That's where I don't believe
he walks
you.
Into a cafe, he looks around, he sees someone make eye contact with him and he walks out.
He did, but that... But in his defence, that person was me. I am aware what I look like.
I think that is.
You know, I've
worry.
Got a natural scowl, don't you?
That would be a worry for me if that's how you're living your life. Because of, yeah, I mean, he was a comedy writer and.
Well,
like,
so Salman Rushdie lived like that. Was that wasn't his fault?
Oh, he had a bad time. Do you remember when he got stabbed up only a few years ago after all those years of not getting killed? Yeah, but he did. His fatwa was cancelled.
Yeah, but is it ever cancelled? Is it ever? No, well, clearly not. It's not, is it? Because you could go.
Do you think he should have said, my fatwa's been cancelled.
Yeah, but then you go. The only people. Right, okay, I'm going to say something that might be grossly insensitive and ignorant, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Seems unlikely. Go on.
If you are the individual that sees a character like Salman Rushdie, and you are the one that sticks the knife in him to carry out the fatwa, I think you're mentally ill.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying the actual only people that would carry out the fatwa are not going to care that it's been cancelled, is my point.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so I don't know if that's incentive. I don't understand the legality.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, well, I don't understand the legality
of
a fatwa.
If you're prepared to kill someone...
Yeah. I mean, all well and good. I think... It's not what I'm saying, Ash. We could go, oh, there's a bounty out on the head of Osama bin Laden. I still don't know if I could kill him.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, so I think the person that is going to act on a fatwa is just once the fatwa...
Because is it an open... I think, assuming it's an open...
Look,
wanted dead or alive.
Once a fatwa's out on someone, right?
Once a fatwa, always a fatwa.
Exactly. You're going to go, well, in the eyes of whatever god, you can't cancel it. If there's ever been a fatwa on that person, I'm doing God's work. which is what serial killers say.
It's weird that he wrote that book, isn't it? I don't really know what the book was about, but it's weird that he wrote it.
I remember we read it at school, or a passage from it, and I think the opening of that book is a plane, for whatever reason, some people are falling out of an aeroplane. Something may have happened to the plane. But they're talking on the way down to the ground, which, I mean, I'm no physicist. I would say it was impossible, right?
No, you could, if you jump out of an aeroplane, you can communicate, can't you?
But aren't you falling? No.
120 miles an hour.
Yeah,
windy,
I don't think you'd be able to talk to each other when you're falling.
So if I'm strapped to your back, for whatever reason, we're in an aeroplane, and then we jump out.
Hang on. I didn't say they were strapped to each other's backs. Again, Zoe, another drink.
No, I'm just saying, just another little imaginary thing.
Yeah,
if I'm strapped to your back, right, you were naked, we jumped out of an aeroplane.
You'd have to be
together.
Very close to each other, falling at the same rate, which I think you would anyway. Because that's.
Do you remember those people that jumped out of a plane trying to have sex? Trying to be the first people to legitimately have sex jumping out of an aeroplane?
No?
I think they died. I can't.
What,
there's
AIDS?
No way of working it. By the time he got to the bottom, he contracted.
Sex. Didn't have a parachute.
God. I think they tried to have sex and maybe they died. It's not much of a story. I'll give you that.
Well, that's what way to go. So what he would have wanted, what, hitting the ground at 120 miles an hour. And you said 120, I'm sure it's got to be quicker than that, hasn't it?
120, it might be 127 is terminal velocity.
But are you allowing for drag? You know,
no,
them
I'm not
big them big
drag,
wigs,
so
those big wigs and high heels slow you right down. but like you would drop.
Yeah, you could. Like the fastest you could drop something is like 120.
This is the irony. You would probably fall slower than.
Because of the drag.
Tanya Lee Davis, wouldn't you?
Although
she's got further to go, if you think about it.
Yeah, but that doesn't come into it.
Well, no, if you're when you're parachuting down, your legs are a lot closer to the floor than hers from the off.
Yeah, but I think once you're up to terminal velocity.
But how, a peregrine falcon can go over 180 miles an hour because it puts its wings back like a dart and drops down.
Yeah, it must propel itself.
No, it reduces drag.
No, because a dart falls at the a dart falls at the same speed as a ball bearing.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, you're talking
it
about
weight.
It
depends on whether it's propelled.
No, it's not.
No weight.
Yes, drag, mate. That's how parachute works. That's how parachute slows you down. It's drag,
isn't it? Yeah, but
there's
no much, like a ball bearing with the size of a dart. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, you're wrong. A dart that is lighter
it's
than
perfectly aerodynamic.
Yeah. There's less drag the quicker it goes.
I still think a ball bearing is getting to terminal velocity, and so is a.
But they'll have different terminal velocities.
No, because terminal velocity is the fastest anything can fall to ground.
Well, it's not 120. No, you're wrong. Because peregrine. Well, I don't know if you're wrong about some things, but this.
Peregrine falcons can propel themselves.
No, but they don't. They fold their wings back and they dive.
Yeah. But they could be going, building up speed.
No, you're not listening. A peregrine falcon, they fly up really high and then they go down and they fold their wings back like, and they create less drag. Like a dart must fall quicker than a brick.
Yeah, but there is more. Yeah, I'll give you that. There will be more drag on a brick.
Yeah. That's exactly what I've said all along.
But I'm saying a ball bearing versus a dart. I don't think there'd be more drag on a ball bearing.
I think it's not noticeable over small distances, but I think if you dropped them from Eiffel Tower, and I'm sure this has been done, the dart would land quicker. Even if the dart... It depends on the size of the ball bearing, I guess. If the barrel of the dart is wide... What is this? Am I Johnny Ball? I thought this has turned into fucking... news round science segment. Basically science, but two redacted people talking about it.
With no knowledge.
Zero knowledge. And sub-GCSE level. Do you know what I mean? Like, what would fall quicker?
It's offensive, actually, what we're doing here.
Hey, it's just a comedy podcast. We're just playing the role of a couple of redacts, aren't we?
Yeah.
Character building for the listener. If you made it through this, you have got mad fucking attention span. That's all I'm going to say.
And this is, I think, the perfect episode to drive people towards the Patreon.
Where we do this, all dick jokes.
We've got a new patron, Kyle.
Kyle, come on and do the conga.
Do the conga.
Kyle. Come on, it's
you're
party
wasting
time.
Money every month. But you get extra podcasts on Wednesdays.
Nobody knows it, but you've got a secret, Kyle, and you know it. Remember that song?
Yeah.
I love you, Kyle.
I was sitting in the Kyle, in the corner of the Kyle.
You're a pedo, Kyle.
Whoa, no.
Crocodile shoes. Crocodile shoes.
I'm Kyle, you know it, I'm Kyle. And the whole world has to answer right now, and I tell you once again, who's Kyle?
I love rockin' Kyle.
Possum Kyle, I'm here, in the name of Kyle.
And I would walk 500 Kyles.
That's good, that works really well. That's a good one.
If you want us, Kyle to, if you want like us to riff on...
Yeah, we'll do it for any
with
day.
Very contemporary pop songs from the Hit Parade on your
Kyle
name.
Kyle will always love you.
Kyle, you're a man, take it over. What's that?
Good. Come on, that's got to be worth a quid.
Fucking send us some money. Like, these two performing dancing chimpanzees will do anything. For a dollar. Look. Fucking hell. Like, if you rolled a dollar out into a street, a homeless person wouldn't even get up to go get it. Look at us, pair of cunts.
Come back on Wednesday, Lister. Just everyone give us a dollar. For fuck's sake. I just need the money. Come on. Come and see me this week in Lowestoft on Thursday. March is fucking mental for me. I might not gig again in February.
I thought you meant the town in the Fens. Have you ever been there?
I think I have.
There's a place called March near Wisbeach. Fucking hell, that is mental. That's mentaler than the month.
Yeah, it probably is. Listener, get in touch. Don't get in touch. What am I saying? Get in touch on Patreon. Actually, you can. If you're a patron now, you can message. No one's done it yet.
Unlike Bill Clinton, my net worth has gone down since we started doing this podcast.
Totally right. We had to buy some microphones and stuff. We used to have to pay to host it, so we have lost money.
Oh yeah, down. Well down. More downs than
No. What? Right, thanks, listener. Speak to you later, listener. Thank you for being there. Thank you, Justin. I'll speak to you on Wednesday.
We love you, Kyle.